Sports Info. Jean-François Aquili.
Bonsoir à la une, un seul titre ce soir dans les informés, la démission.
This is not the news President Macron wanted to hear. His former spokesman and candidate for Paris mayor, Benjamin Griveaux, stepping out of the race. That's after a Russian performance artist here leaked private sexual videos Griveaux allegedly sent to women on social media. The Russian may face trial and the president faces a dilemma.
J'ai décidé aujourd'hui de présenter ma candidature pour...
Enter what might be Macron's solution. Health Minister Agnès Buzyn finally agreed to leave her post and replace Griveaux. She says she's determined to win.
J'ai toujours vécu dans cette ville. J'y suis née.
I've always lived in this city. I was born here. I raised my children here. I work here. I know it. I also know its problems. They need to be solved with calm and determination.
Only hours before, Buzyn dismissed the idea of running, saying she was too busy dealing with the coronavirus outbreak that has sickened roughly a dozen people in France and led to Europe's first death. Political opponents were quick to criticize her candidacy, suggesting Macron and his Republic on the Move party were putting political considerations ahead of a health emergency. Jean-Louis Misica, campaign manager for Paris's socialist mayor, Anne Hidalgo, told France's BFM TV that Buzyn's nomination reflected a mix of improvisation and lack of preparedness.
The party could have chosen a candidate that understands the issues facing Paris. Agnès Buzyn said herself she knows absolutely nothing about them. Being born in Paris does not mean you understand the mechanics of the city.
Even before the sex scandal, polls show former candidate Griveaux running well behind incumbent Hidalgo and conservative opponent Rachida Dati. Paris traditionally votes left, but Hidalgo is criticized for her abrasive personality and for being either overly green or not green enough.
Cela consiste à rompre avec la politique de bétonisation.
Then there's Maverick candidate Cédric Villani, a mathematician who favors spider brooches and has little political experience. He was kicked out of Macron's party for refusing to step aside for the official candidate, Griveaux.
Merci, mes amis! Merci d'être là!
Macron and his party face other problems. They swept to power in 2017, riding on the collapse of France's traditional center-right and left. But unpopular reforms Macron has since pushed through have sparked massive protests. Mathematician Villani isn't the only party dissident. Other disaffected marchers, as members are called, are leaving the movement. And while the president's party dominates parliament, it's failed to build a solid local base. That's a major problem, experts like Frédéric Dabi from polling group IFOP point out in interviews like this one.
Et c'est une mauvaise affaire en général pour la majorité présidentielle qui va...
This party faces real trouble in the municipal elections. You need a record, you need a project, you need personalities. And it's coming out badly in terms of all these determining factors.
Which raises the stakes to win in Paris at all costs. Lisa Bryant, DW, Paris.